probably should turn that off if I want to record this episode, shouldn't I? As much as I love Billy Talent, especially that song, probably not the best quality for this kind of a podcast. But we're going to just change it up a little bit, try something new. Anyways, it has been a hot minute since I've done one of these, not for any lack of trying on my part, necessarily. I have re-recorded this episode about a billion times over the last few months, and the topic has constantly changed. And so we're here yet again, talking about something completely different. And that's really just kind of prompted by the old school computer challenge. It is that time of the year again. It is the 12th of next month through the 18th. And like every year, I'm actually very excited to jump into this. It's a great opportunity to kind of ditch your modern technology and take a digital detox from the various things that grab our attentions and use probably the crappiest hardware that we can find. I feel like some people use it as an excuse to pull out their oldest, cruftiest i486 computer or what have you. Just absolutely absurd DOS, like 1990s errors computers, and make it work for a week. And I applaud them because every year I have such a hard time settling on what to do. I think this year I'm keeping it simple, though. I've got an Acer Aspire 1, one of those old 10-inch netbooks that came with Windows XP on it, that I have been testing Sway on using Alpine Linux, and it's worked great for a while now. I was using it as a dedicated Dungeons & Dragons machine. It had all my DM notes on it and was a really low distraction system to work on. I was also doing some like very trivial x86 assembly work on it, just trying to, you know, teach myself something new in a low distraction environment, and it worked great for that. It gets really hot. It has a noisy fan, which my son thinks is just hilarious. And if you hold the power button, you can audibly hear the power click off. It's got all of those weird quirks that a system from the early 2000s would obviously have. And, you know, it's by no means more powerful than the thing that I'm recording this podcast on. In fact, I think my Droid outdoes it by a lot. So even for me, it's a step back into, like, the Stone Age, in a sense. And I'm comfortable with that because I've got a couple of, like, crazy nebulous ideas to try and do. Like, I use Lynx and W3M pretty regularly for browsing the web, but I'd really like to make my own really crappy web browser in Nim, mostly because I need to practice using, like, an ncurses TUI library a little bit more and figuring out how to handle like global state inside of such a you know, visual application. I tend to do fine with like command line utilities, but stepping out and really focusing on UX is different for me. I've always just done back-end stuff. So kind of forcing myself to work to my environment, all in the hopes that eventually I can make this funky iron-sworn terminal UI so that I can play that on my Droid while I'm traveling just more easily. I know, it's all very silly. But I'm not going to do anything else like super crazy. I think I'm just going to focus in on the detox portion of this rather than trying to learn a new operating system. The last few years I've done like Plan 9, and I had tossed around the idea of doing like Haiku OS this year, or straight up BOS if I could find a way to get it to work on the Acer. But I'm not sure that I really want to. I think I spend so much time trying to just figure out the basics of the weird new system that I'm doing that I don't spend enough time actually doing things during these challenges. So I really just want to focus in on the distraction-free environment and see where it goes. And honestly, a lot of the things that I've been doing in the past months between the last episode and now have been precisely that. I mean, I was tinkering with Palm PDAs, I think, the last time I released one of these. And in that same vein, I've picked back up analog photography and have been teaching my son how to shoot film and have been running through old Soviet cameras and fixing selenium meters and all of these really weird old pieces of tech. And it's been nice. There's less distractions. I'm not, you know, pressing the shutter button 100 times to get one photo. I'm being deliberate and thoughtful. And that kind of idea is somewhat permeating my thought processes right now. I've redone my entire org agenda. I've reset up org Rome and redone my note-taking methodology. I actually have been scheduling and putting things together, like project nights, so that I can maybe make some consistent progress on some of these bigger things that I want to do and just seem to deprioritize because they're hard and involve me learning things. And I think it's just to be intentional. Like the old school computer challenge is just to be intentionally daft. Like I'm choosing to forego modern technology for a week. Why can't I just choose to be intentional about the things that I do on the regular so that I can see regular results? This is like a no-brainer concept, right? I have these weird spurts of momentum where I can hyper-fixate on something and I will whip up something I've never done before, teach myself an entire new concept, a new programming language in the span of like a day or a night, and it'll be the jankiest piece of crap software I've ever seen in my life. And I have one of those like Spider-Man moments where it's like, oh, you, but no, it's actually you, but it's both really me. And I'm the one who wrote the bad code. Now I have to deal with it. And I don't even really remember the concepts from that like hyperfixation. So getting away from that, like embracing it for the productivity it provides when it happens, but otherwise just being intentional about the way that I approach things in the same way that I'm intentional about what I do with the old school computer challenge and my analog film photography, I think is just an important change that needs to happen for me just because it's unsustainable at 30 to, you know, have these ups and downs where nothing gets done and I get upset that all of my personal projects are languishing because I haven't dedicated enough time to them because Battlefield's too much fun to play or, you know, oh, there's a new Legend of Zelda game out on the Switch. It's like, I can still do that, but I have to kind of guard it between, you know, things that I also want to do. And, I mean, some of this also comes into just, like, my general lack of organization. I think that even the old school computer challenge doesn't really affect the way that I do that because I'm using Emacs and org to handle all of my organization. It's somewhat portable to any terminal system, like Termux on an Android phone is a perfect analog. Should I need to move it over into my Android for an entire week? Or just on the laptop. Like it shouldn't matter what minuscule resources I have. I should be able to manage it because it's fairly lightweight, plain text, and maintainable, even without all of the niceties of org. So yeah, I mean, that's kind of just where I'm at. I'm just trying to figure, I guess, myself out, how to be intentional, how to shore up my time and kind of deal with the busyness of life, because I've found that I will continue to put these sorts of things, like this podcast, off indefinitely because it's not perfect. Because I didn't record a 25-minute episode. I only recorded 20 minutes, and I really don't feel like the content's there. And I guess it's just not the point. I guess if I was making money off of this, perhaps, like, I would have to force myself to, like, meet some expectations. But I don't know. The blog is, like, just a personal hobby. This podcast is a hobby. My film photos and my spaghetti code software that does weird things. It's all just a hobby. It doesn't have to be perfect. I don't want it to be perfect. I shouldn't try and make it perfect. So why continue to fool myself? We're going to release this, whatever it sounds like. I'm not editing it. I'm not even mashing it together. This is it, raw audio. I'm not even going to use the deployment scripts that kind of like try and piecemeal things together like last time. Just screw it. This is it. We did the podcast. Thank you for listening, if you did. And if you didn't, well, thank you anyways, because you saw it, and that's cool. We'll catch you in the next one. Hopefully, it won't take months to release.